This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. We're in the thick of the holiday season, aren't we? Oh, yeah, yeah. Big and small towns are bustling with the crazy holiday energy. Ms. Mesquite called me from Tucson and said there was much holiday traffic. Holiday gridlock! Give me some empty two-lane blacktop, she shouted to me over the phone from somewhere on East Speedway Boulevard. Don't worry, I told her. There's no holiday gridlock out on Highway 666 in Cochise County. Hey, recently I went camping for several days, and I spent those days wandering. I was hiking, I was hunting, I was sitting, and I was in marvelous canyons or on steep slopes or at the base of cliffs, and sometimes looking down a cliff from the top and wondering how I could descend. I looked at scats, I looked at tracks, I glassed cool birds, I climbed hills just to get to a plant, I gathered seed, and I thought it'd be fun to give you a couple examples of what I was doing. I saw some green shrubs right at the base of a cliff. I glassed them with binoculars. To get to them, I needed to get through some wait-a-minute bush and maybe, only a couple thousand shindaggers. And some scruffy mesquite, one, two, or three scruffy mesquite. And the closer I got, the steeper it got. And I was on all fours when I reached those plants. Oh, my. I stood unsteady, one leg pretty far down slope, and one bent low upslope. I am an adjustable bipod. But I spread my arms and said to the universe when I saw those plants, behold, behold, Telia angustifolia, that's right, hop tree, a thicket of stunted hop trees, rich green leaves. The cliff face had protected them so they hadn't frozen. Yeah, they were actually warm enough there to stay green, and they had green seed on them, round green penny-sized wafers enclosing one seed smack in the middle, and I had to shout again to no one, behold the seed of Telia angustifolia. And I took off my day pack to get to a bag for collection. The genus Telia is spelled P-T-E-L-E-A. It's from the Greek for elm. The round wafer-winged seed are similar to elms, but no, Telia is hop tree. It's in the rue family, Rutaceae. Citrus is in the rue family. But here's something pretty cool. Hop tree is a larval food plant for the two-tailed swallowtail, our state butterfly, by the way, and larval food for the giant swallowtail. Oh, yeah. Plant a telia, and your guaranteed swallowtails are my name. My name isn't Petey Mesquite. Oh my, I had so many botanical. Feast your eyes on this moment. Out in those mountains, I was working my way into a canyon. Keep in mind, you know, I was hunting. But when you sit down in glass and you don't see anything, it's time to get off your bottom and work the slopes and canyons. So I worked down slope and came to a small flat space, a tiny, tiny mesa, let's call it, a rock garden. Mini rainbow cactus. But wait, what's that? Behold, Asclepias linearia. I looked around and I beheld many Asclepias linearia, pine leaf, milkweed, dozens of stems covered with thin leaves. Linearia means like flax, so like flax. So I'm wondering why isn't it called flax leaf milkweed. But anyway, these leafy wands, there were some flowers still on them. But behold, I shouted, there were the inflated pods, the seed pods of Asclepias linearia. Oh yeah, take off the day pack and open it up to get out a little package. It's in the milkweed family. You knew that. It's in the Asclepiadaceae, Asclepios, Greek god of medicine. Yeah, and through time, ancient, new, old world, new world, someone is or has been using milkweeds, Asclepias, medicinally. But you know, you and I both know that our local milkweeds are the larval food for monarchs and queen butterflies. So if you plant an Asclepias linearia, you're going to be feeding some monarchs and queen caterpillars. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, my friends, or my name is not Petey Mesquite. And I'll tell you what, my friends. Southeastern Arizona is full of, behold, moments of wild plants and wild animals. Behold, my friends, the desert is beautiful. Oh, yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.